Healthy Life. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Been traveling a lot lately, so I've got a little bit of a cold every now and then. My voice goes a little bit south on me. But Mark Evans is riding shotgun. He was with us in the previous hour of the broadcast, and he will continue for at least the first half hour here with us as we continue to take your telephone calls and help you out. We've opened up the Auto World Garage. Mark has got all his tools out, and he's properly dressed in his mechanic attire. So we're here to help you out. If there's something wrong with your vehicle, if it's not running right, if it's giving you weird performance, bad fuel economy, poor acceleration, bad braking, if it's all of a sudden pulling when braking, if it's all of a sudden emitting some weird noises, we would love to hear from you. It is 100% free, toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. We have a trivia question out there from a previous hour of the broadcast that will continue here for just this segment, as I've had a lot of guesses at bob@autoworldradio.com, but believe it or not, no one has got it right. So I have a feeling that someone is going to get it right in this segment. And the question is about a vehicle sold by Dodge in the 1980s. It was a Shelby Dodge. They made a number of them. There was a Daytona Shelby, as Carol and Lee Iacocca went way back, of course, to the initial collaborations together with the Ford Motor Company. They joined up again in the 80s. When Lee was at the helm of the Chrysler Corporation, and they made one particular Dodge that was called the GLH. We want to know what the GLH stood for and what particular model of Dodge was given this GLH designation. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Right now, we go back to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth our go-to guy, ASC Certified Mechanic Automotive Talk show host extraordinaire and overall great guy, Mr. Mark Evans. Mark, thanks for hanging in here.
Oh, I love it, Bob. I love being on the air with you, and it's sorry to hear you've got a cold. I guess that's wrong time of year. We're getting ready to go into the cold season, so I guess you're getting it over with early.
Yeah, I caught it. Both my wife and daughter got it, and we went to Disney for a few days, and it was my first Disney experience, as I've said before here on the broadcast. But we went down to Orlando for a few days, and I think I picked it up there, and I was home for a very brief time, and then took off for the California trip. And I had one night there, Mark, that I didn't go to bed at all. I stayed up because I had something early the next morning. So when you get up there in the age bracket that you and I are, we can't necessarily do those things anymore, but I think I'm 25, so that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, you were being a kid again down in Disneyland. I like to hear that.
Yeah, my first time there. Have you been to both Orlando as well as Anaheim?
I've never been to Orlando. I've been to the Anaheim Disneyland as a kid. You know, I was a teenager. My parents, you know, took me and. And my first experience actually with, the big city of L.A. and Burbank and Anaheim and all that. And, it was a big, I'll never forget, you know, the big city. And of course, I'll never forget Disneyland. It's a blast. And gosh, I'm sure you had a lot of fun with Lucy.
Yeah,
I
sure did.
Perfect age. Did you do all the rides?
Yep, not so much the rides. I mean, she's into the characters. So I'll have to shoot you, pictures of her with Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Daisy and Pluto.
Yeah.
I mean, they're literally her close friends because she watches them on TV and on video constantly. So a lot of kids were crying, you know, when their parents brought them up close to Mickey. But My daughter was just beaming, so I'll have to shoot you some of those pictures so you can check it out.
Definitely. I've always wondered what kind of cars those characters drive.
well, Mickey's got some sort of, I know my daughter has a little Mickey car. It's a little two-door red car. Almost looks like a little Fiat 500 type vehicle, but I think it's a special model just built for Mickey. That's my opinion. We'll throw that out there for listeners. If anybody can solve that riddle, we'd love to hear it as well. At 855-660-4261, we're playing trivia, we're checking emails, and we're taking callers, including Joe, who joins us in Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Let's see if I can put him on the air. No, I can't. So, Matt, punch the magic button. And there he is. Hello there, Joe. Welcome. Thank you very much.
Wasn't that one of those four-cylinder Dodge pickup trucks, small?
It was a four-cylinder vehicle, and it was a Dodge, but no, it was not a pickup truck variation. It began with the letter O. There's a major league hint for you. This GLH was based on a Dodge beginning with the letter O. Want to take a second stab at it, Joe, or...
I'm having a hard time. I remember the Dodge lights and the Plymouth Dusters.
Sure.
Yeah. And I'm trying to, but it was a foreign car, wasn't it? It was imported by Dodge.
No, you're probably thinking of they made a collaboration with Maserati, which had nothing to do with Lee Iacocca, but they made this Maserati TC that was based on a Chrysler product. It was a special edition Chrysler, but no, Carroll did a lot. Carroll did do a pickup truck. Come to think of it, you're absolutely right. Carroll did do a pickup truck for his old friend Lee Iacocca. I'm trying to think of the name of that pickup truck.
Was that called the Rampage?
Does that sound right, Joe?
No, I just remember a small four-cylinder truck that had a modified engine.
Well, we'll leave it out there and see if another listener can solve the riddle, because now that you bring it up, you're right. Carroll did do a collaboration with the Chrysler company in the Dodge brand in particular with a hot rod pickup truck. Any mechanical problems with any of your vehicles that you'd like some advice from Mark on, Joe, or are you okay?
I've got an 84 GMC pickup truck at home. I've got to put all new brake lines on them. Finally, you know, they rusted out. I will see if I can take 1,000 pounds off of that pickup truck. It was very heavy. I think it was something like 4,400 pounds. And the only reason I bought it was it had a 4-bolt main crate engine in it, you know, with a aluminum intake and a 4-barrel. I've got to get it so it stops. I'm heading across the country. I've been out to Yakima, Washington, to get back to Richmond, Virginia right now. I like your program.
Thank you.
First time I've heard it. I'm going to see if I can get this. I'm listening to you on satellite radio right now, I believe.
Oh, that's fantastic.
See if I can pick you up when I get back to Richmond.
Well, great. Well, we really appreciate you listening to us, and don't be a stranger. Hopefully you can listen to us each and every week, and we'd love to talk to you again, Joe. Straight ahead, more calls at 855-660-4261, and I won't forget about the emails as well, bob@autoworldradio.com, and... thanks again to Joe for calling into the show. We got the trivia question out there or a mechanical question. Give us a call.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're going to get to as many calls and emails as possible with our very special guest, Mark Evans. Let's see, we've got John on the line, Ben on the line, and we've got Frank on the line from New Mexico. So let's go to Frank, who, we just lost Frank. My mistake, hit the wrong button there, Matt. So let's go to Ben in Iowa and Frank in New Mexico. Please call us back at our regular number, 855-660-4261. Yours truly hit the wrong button here, but we got the right button hit for Ben, who's listening on Newstalk 1540 KXEL. How you doing there, Ben?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Bob.
Excellent. Do you want to take a stab at the trivia question, or do you have a question of mechanical nature for Mark Evans?
I'll take a stab at it. I don't have any questions car related. I'm actually a mechanic myself, so I don't have any car questions.
Oh, well, cool. Where's your shop? Where do you work? If you want to plug it, go right ahead.
Absolutely. CNS Car Company in Waterloo, Iowa. So Mazda, Hyundai, and Subaru.
Oh, that's fantastic. Excellent. So let's see if you can solve this trivia riddle that's been out there for a while. It's about a famous Shelby collaboration with Lee Iacocca. It was a Dodge GLH, and we want to know what the vehicle it was based on and what that GLH stood for.
Yeah, I'm really surprised no one got it. Dodge Omni.
You got it, absolutely. And do you remember what the GLH stood for?
Goes like heck.
Very good. We didn't have to do any censoring there. There's my daughter brought me home dinner. Thank you. Hi, Lucy. What'd you get? You got me a sandwich. Thank you. What kind of a sandwich is it? Good sandwich. Thank you. Now my daughter just invaded the studio. Open it. Okay. Ben, hang on the line. And we're going to get you a cool prize courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. What's your dream vehicle, Ben, if you could have anyone?
You're probably going to laugh, but it's a Pontiac Fiero.
Pontiac Fiero, no. I mean, that was a cool car, definitely. Very cool car.
I own
car.
A couple of them. I love them.
Yeah. Mark, have you worked on many Fieros?
Oh, yeah, Ben, those are fun to work on, aren't they? Especially the starter.
Well, all mine have different, they don't have to 2.8 them anymore, but.
Excellent. Well, and how about classic car? If you could have a dream classic car, what would that be, Ben?
My dream classic car is like a 73 Trans Am Super Duty, 455.
Oh, a man with exquisite taste, no question about it.
The Bandit. Well,
yeah, you got it. Ben, thank you very much for dialing us up. Hold on, and we'll get your name, address, and telephone number, and we'll make sure and get you not only a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, but also a cool prize from some samples from our good friends at Wash Drops. And, Mark, you're a user of Wash Drops, and you've met Marie from the company, and we're still trying to help them out there by giving out free samples here on the show. Quite a unique product.
It is, and I love it because, like I say, Bob, my hose, only thing I use my hose for is to walk my dog. I use it for a leash now. So, yeah, the listeners will love the Wash Drops. It's really awesome. You can wash your car and keep it clean in the winter in the cold months. It's really neat.
Let's go back to the emails here, as we've gotten a bunch here in the last few minutes. We've got Malcolm writing to us from Connecticut, listening online, and Malcolm has a question about a rather expensive vehicle. He wants to know about, he's considering the purchase of a Bentley from the late 1980s, and he's wondering if the maintenance and repair of this Bentley is going to be very, very expensive. He says it has a V8 engine in it, and it doesn't appear overly complicated. He can get it for less than $20,000, and he wants to know if Mark would give him the okay to purchase this Bentley. What do you think, Mark?
Well, that's a great question that Malcolm's brought up, Bob, because you're back in those early days of the cars, and it gets back to that. How are you going to drive it? Is Malcolm going to drive it every day as a daily driver? Or is it going to be a weekend car show going back and forth to the car shows only? Or how far is he going to drive it? But the biggest and the baddest thing he's got to worry about with the Bentleys is parts. Parts, like any and every car and truck out there, when we drive them, we tend to wear out parts. And on a Bentley like that, it's a little bit tougher to find the part. He's going to turn into a detective on the Internet to find that part that he needs. So a couple of those weekends, Malcolm, you'll be not driving the Bentley, but you'll be a detective on the Internet and driving the Internet trying to find the part. So and be ready for the price to be just a little bit more than the Chevy and the Ford or the Dodge Chrysler product parts. So But yeah, I've got some vintage and antique cars, and yes, I've been caught, as Bob mentioned on the air many times, got a 1916 Chevrolet, and I've been caught, can't find the parts, so it's got to be made. And then you're going and turning yourself into the detective to try to find the machine shop that can actually build the part.
Fabricating, yeah, that can run into some money.
Yep, but that's fun. That's part of owning that car. And you know what, though, Bob, can you? Isn't the Bentley the car that was in Trading Places, the movie?
Yes, it was. Yes,
Arthur. Was it called that? The show Arthur?
Or the Dudley Moore movie? It was either a Rolls or a Bentley. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I'd love to have one of those sitting in my driveway. To tell you the truth, I don't even have to drive it.
Exactly. You could just say that you own one, you know?
Yeah.
And some of these modern day ones, the recent, last decade or so that they've had this Bentley Continental GT, which is a W12 engine, which was also used in the ill-fated Volkswagen Phaeton. And, it's an unusual configuration, but now, they just recently introduced a V8 engine, but what a spectacular vehicle that is. And, you know, I dream someday that perhaps I could get one of those at a reasonable price. Let's go back to the lines and have Matt punch up Frank in New Mexico. Frank, thank you very much for being patient. And that was my fault. I was using some computer software here and unfortunately I hit the wrong button and I dropped you, so I apologize, my friend.
Oh, no problem. I just sit here and enjoy the show every Sunday. But I did have a question for Swami Mark, if I may.
Sure, go
Hi,
right
Frank.
Ahead.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Yeah, great to hear from you guys again. I'm just about to, drain and refresh coolants for several vehicles here for the winter thing, but I'm going to do my wife's little 89 Nissan Sentra. Is there a proper drain plug in the engine block, or are there just freeze plugs down there? Can I rinse out that whole block like I do with all my American cars?
Well, not that I know of that there's a petcock or a drain plug, but you can do a back flush, Frank, and that'll take care of it and get all that goo out of there for sure.
Okay.
Hold on, Frank. We'll hold you over into the next segment, and Mark, if you can hold with us as well, that would be great. This is Auto World, our telephone number 855-660-4261.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans, who's doing some extracurricular activity. He's staying overtime with us. We weren't originally scheduled to have Mark on for more than 1 hour, but he is being a real trooper here today and helping me out as I'm nursing a little bit of a cold, and we're helping you folks out with any kind of mechanical questions. If you've got something wrong with your vehicle, there's still time to get in at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. On the line with us from New Mexico is Frank, and we were kind of up against that hard bottom-of-the-hour break, Frank. So, Matt, why don't you punch Frank up again, and we'll make sure that Mark properly takes care of the call here. And then I want to talk a little bit about the Buick Grand National documentary that Frank sent to both of us. But, Frank... Mark, go ahead with the question you were answering on the Nissan. Back flushing is the best thing to do, Mark?
Well, yeah, Frank, you're talking and asking about going into winter and you're getting ready to kind of flush out your coolant on all your cars that you have. And you brought up that you want to do the 89 Nissan Sentra. And there's no petcock like a boat would have. You know, you unscrew the petcock on the block and drain it out. There is one on the radiator, of course, and what we do as shops, we actually do a back flush, and so we've got a machine, and it has air operated on it, and we have a chemical. The machine has a chemical in it, and we basically take the lower radiator hose off and get rid of all the old antifreeze and everything that's in the radiator and the engine block and all. We're just doing that, just draining it. Then we back flush it, take the thermostat out, and do all that. So that's a lot of work, and that costs money to do all that. Which you can have done. You can't really do that at home, Frank, once you got that air operated back flush machine. So here's a tip, basically, Frank, that you can do and on any car, and all our listeners can do it on any make or model. And I'm not doing a plug here or anything with the brand. I just know that Prestone works. It's called the Prestone Super Radiator Flush, and on the it's yellow bottle, and it's got Prestone, but it says flush on it. And anyone, you know, you can buy it. And what we do is I actually do sell that brand and give it to consumers out there that don't want to do the back flush and they just want to keep it fresh every year and flush their coolant system. What you do is with the engine cold and turned off overnight, you know, and you get up in the morning, say, okay, I'm going to pour one bottle of this Prestone Super Flush in the coolant system. Now, remember, there is a petcock on the radiator at the bottom. Usually they're on the passenger side, and they're not the easiest thing to get to, but you can get underneath and get up there and careful some of the, well, the Nissan, I believe that's still got a copper radiator in it.
Yeah, it's the small metal. Yeah.
Good. Probably a Harrison brand. So you've got a real petcock on there. It's metal, and so sometimes you can take fingers and unscrew it counterclockwise, but sometimes you got to use a pair of pliers. And then on that point, a lot of the new cars have plastic radiators, and they have plastic petcocks, and you get down there with a pair of pliers, next thing you know, you broke your own radiator with a pair of pliers. Yeah. But on your Nissan, you can undo that. You might have to drain a little bit of the coolant out in order to fit this one bottle of the Prestone Super Flush in there. But you can do it when it's cold, pour the bottle in, start it up, and run it for about 10 to 15 minutes, and all you're doing is getting it up to operating temperatures. So you can just sit there in your driveway and watch your temperature gauge until it gets up to operating temperatures. You've already installed the Super Flush. What that's doing is breaking down all the goo into a liquid. So it can come out that little bitty petcock hole. Because those little petcock holes are very small. So this stuff works. It liquefies and gets rid of the rust and the goo. And one bottle, by the way, so everybody knows, only does up to about 6 quarts. So if you think your system is, 4 quarts to a gallon, so this bottle's only going to do a gallon, if the system's only a gallon and a half, you can't hurt it by overdosing it, you know? So it's a pill, it's a medicine, you know, for your radiator, your coolant system. Put two bottles in. If you think you're at 12 quarts, go for it. Or if you're 8 or 9 quarts, Frank, go for it. Put two bottles in. Drain a little bit out to get to fit, run it, get up to operating temperatures, and then turn it off. And don't drain it right away. You got to let it cool down all the way back down to cold again, and then drain it out. And at that time, you will literally see brown, literally black sometimes, coming out of that petcock. And it doesn't hurt to, if you want to do it twice, you know, you can. You don't really have to, so you know too here, if you do it once, and you pour that Super Flush in there with the antifreeze and coolant that's in the car, that's fine. And then you drain all that out, and you put water back in. You can put the Super Flush right in the where with the water and let it work again twice. I've done this on cars 3 times in a row until I see the petcock. When I unscrew it the third time, I see clear water coming out, and I'm done.
That's a great help, and a lot easier than what I usually do with my old cars. Screw out the drain plugs, put the garden hose in at topmost point, and, you know, go from there. Anyway, it's a great help.
And a lot of the folks, too, Frank, you might even have done this. You go down and buy the Prestone, the brand again, they have that heater hose fitting that you cut the heater hose and put the T in there, and you put the garden hose there.
That's what I use, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, this sounds like a easier, quicker thing here. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. But I'm going to hang up, clear a lineup, but I want to hear what you guys thought about black air.
Thank you so much, Frank. Yeah, thank you so much for that. It's something that you don't just look at once. You look at many, many times. And, Mark, I really enjoyed that movie, having interviewed the producer a number of times. And it's a really heart-touching story when they show the footage of the GM factory with the last Buick coming down the line, which is a Grand National, and they document the build of that vehicle. I just think it's an excellent documentary that any car guy or girl would very much enjoy and would encourage them to purchase it. I thought it was great. What are your thoughts on
I honestly, too, Bob, I get teary-eyed. It does hit me. And you just don't have to be a car person to love it and to get water in your eyes, because it basically, in my opinion, it really, everyone should own it and watch it. And because it kind of gives you the feeling of, U.S. of A. We do make product, and they build an awesome product there, and it went bye-bye. And it makes you, want to scream and holler and want that plant to open up again, and let's get these Buicks built again,
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And what a hot rod of a car, too. What a little sleeper. I think Frank owns one, doesn't he?
You're absolutely right. He does own one, and talk about a vehicle that was underrated back in the day there. It definitely was putting out way more horsepower than advertised back in the time of the middle to late 80s. 87 was the last one. And, of course, they came through with a limited production GNX, which was more than 300 horsepower, but I think that was closer to 400 horsepower, and the regular ones were definitely over 300 because it was blowing away exotic cars, Ferraris, and it was faster than GM's own Corvette, which at that point put out more horsepower, theoretically, than this Grand National.
Yeah, and watching the video and watching that race, literally up against the supercar, and here you're seeing a little two-door coupe here saying goodbye, It's in the rearview mirror.
Exactly. And it's a vehicle, again, if I won the lottery, it would be on my list of collectible vehicles that I would love to own myself. And I bet you'd love to have one, too, as Mark.
Oh, I absolutely would. I hope Frank is making sure that I know he's keeping it up, mechanically up and all, but hopefully he's also seeing some blue smoke off the back tires when he spins them and exercises that engine. So you got to exercise those engines, Frank,
Exactly, and there are some new films out there. Rush is a new movie out right now about F1 racing, produced by Ron Howard. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some other car movies that are out there. But in the meanwhile, if you've got a question, give us a call at 855-660-4261.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to bustedknucklegarage.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. years. ProStores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Been with us for a couple of hours here today live, and we thank Mark so much for his participation and his expertise, and we're here to help you. If there's something wrong with your vehicle, it's not running right, you're getting poor fuel economy, poor performance, you're afraid it's going to fail your state's the emission test, if you've got the check engine light on or any other maintenance or repair problems, we are here to help you at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. And speaking of that, before we talk about some more automotive movies like Black Air, the Buick Grand National documentary, got an email in here recently within the last 15 minutes or so, and it comes from Jim. And Jim is listening in Oregon, and he has a question, which is very timely. And Jim says he is moving from Oregon to the Midwest, and he presently owns a Toyota Camry, which is a front-wheel drive vehicle. Knowing that he's going to be living in an area, he says, somewhere in Michigan, up north, where he's going to get a lot of snow, he wants to know if Mark has recommendations for snow tires, the front wheels only or all four wheels, or should he just plain turn the vehicle in and get something else?
You know, that's a great question. He's leaving. You've been to Oregon before, Bob, and actually put some eyes on some pine trees, beautiful area.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to Michigan, beautiful area there, and it's really white in the winter. There's a lot of snow. Yeah, definitely. Front-wheel drive Toyota Camrys do real well in the snow. As long as I would recommend that Jim get a second set of studded. Buy some studded tires, snow tires. Put those on. Have those put on some wheels, and then leave the original all-season radials all the way around the Toyota Camry in the nice weather. And when it comes, in the bad snow time there in Michigan, back east weather, then pull out the studded snow tires that are already mounted on the rims, and you can change them yourself. Or usually the tire shops put them in nice big plastic bags, throw them in the corner of the garage, grab them, put them in the trunk, drive up to the tire store, and let them swap out. And that Toyota Camry will do real well. Going around since it's front wheel drive, got the engine weight up there, and stop and go and get going really good. And if he really wants to be safe on the word braking, if you can afford it, yeah, I would definitely recommend doing the same for the back. If you can afford it, have studs all the way around it in the winter, and do the same thing for the rear. Have a couple studded tires mounted on rims, so you got four of them in the garage, and just swap them over come wintertime. And it's double the money, but if you can afford it, when you do it on the back, Bob, we've talked about this in the winter a little bit too, is that it's not the front-wheel drive car, of course, is going to get the traction from the front, the wheels, because of the front-wheel drive.
Right.
But why would you ever want to have studded tires on the back of a vehicle that's front-wheel drive? I get asked. Well, because when I decide to brake, Bob, those back tires have, those back wheels have brakes on them, and I can stop really good with studded snow tires on the back of my Toyota Camry. So that one time when somebody out in front of you has studded snow tires all the way around their car, and they can stop good, and they're stopping better than you, and they're in front of you, you're in trouble, see? That's the reason why you'd want studded tires all the way around, because the gentleman or the lady in front of you has good braking power, and they might stop quicker than you can. So, and you just might, you know, you might meet by accident, Bob.
That is very true. The only thing I would caution is just to make sure that they're legal in Michigan. Most likely they are. I know here in Massachusetts, where I live, they are no longer legal studded tires.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, we out west here, we have to have them off by tax day, April 15th. So, and there's been some really nice articles about that, pointing out why. I know that a lot of folks out here, when it starts to rain, of course, Oregon gets some rain, they want studded tires on their car in the rain because, you know, truthfully, this is something that a lot of us don't ever think about, but there's a lot of cars and trucks on the road that actually do drip a little oil and do drip a little antifreeze, and you mix a little bit of oil and antifreeze on a highway and then ask it to rain a little bit, you get yourself a little bit of a slurry of an oil slick, and that's just, it's just raining out, no big deal, but my goodness, how many cars are going down the same lane? And then you talk about the big diesel trucks, it's got a little bit of a diesel fuel spill going on, they don't know it, and they got engine oil leaking, a little bit of antifreeze on there. I mean, these freeways tend to be a little slick when it rains, and so that's a lot of my customers say, well, can I put those on in the rainy season? No, you got to have them off by April 15th, and so and that's studded snow tires, you know, Bob, for fun, if we put a couple studded snow tires on Frank's Buick Grand National and ask him to put the pedal in the middle, those studded snow tires would probably leave a look. It probably looks like a rototiller went down the road. It'd just dig a trench. So that's the reason why they, you know, they have the laws, the no more studs on the roads, because it, you know, tears up the roads.
Absolutely.
So, wouldn't that be neat to see Frank, though, shooting the metal sparks out behind that Grand National?
Yeah, that would be real neat. And speaking of Black Air, the Buick Grand National story, there are a number of automotive films out there. Some of them are independent, some of them are in lots of theaters. And the one that's in lots of theaters, I haven't seen it myself. I talked to a journalist earlier today who saw it in New York City. It's called Rush, and it's produced by Ron Howard, who, of course, is a noted actor and director-producer, and that is a story of Formula One racing. And then in recent times, too, there has been another big major motion picture called Getaway, which starred a Super Snake, a brand-new Shelby GT500 Mustang Super Snake edition. So that vehicle got a lot of film time, to say the least, and the other one that I haven't seen, but I've done interviews also with the producer, is one that I'm very much looking forward to. It's more of an independent film, but it's the story of the snake and the mongoose, Tom Cohen and Dom Prudhomme, who basically went to Mattel and, you know, as two guys in the 1970s, and as the producer said here on the show, there are two bell-bottomed guys walked into the corporate giant Mattel and pitched the idea of doing these die-cast models and calling one the snake and one the mongoose, and of course all of the kids from the era of the 70s and beyond had those and certainly those guys are legendary today. So lots of great movies out there being made about car folks.
Oh, absolutely. And you know really, Bob, if we asked I would say 99% of our listeners, just if they had a Hot Wheels or a Matchbox car at home, they would, 99%, maybe even 100%, would say, yes, I do have one of some kind of a Hot Wheels Matchbox. And I was back in the day when I first started, I had a souvenir company and went to the drag race strips selling souvenirs, and I actually had the opportunity that was back in the early 80s, and that was when Don the Snake Perdome raced. And he was actually, he came up, I asked him if I could, we sold T-shirts and we did screen printing, and I asked him if I could possibly get his blessing on putting his car on one of my T-shirts and giving him a percentage of all the sales, of course. And he says, oh, no problem, Mark. And you know, that was a big, and I still have the shirt. I kept one back for me, and I, who knows what, you know, what that would be worth on the eBay side, but it's sitting in my memory box here, you know, and I just will never forget it. And Shirley Modani, you remember Kenny Bernstein with the Budweiser, of course.
Oh, sure.
I mean, my days of drag racing go way back with these Don Garlitz, of course. I remember, long story made real short, I remember back in the Winter Nationals in Tucson, Arizona, he'd show up with his four-door Dodge Dually black pickup towing his car. And he'd go out there and he'd walk the track, both lanes, and figure out which track, which side he wanted. And then he would spray down one side with VHD for better traction. And, of course, and then they would flip the coin to see, because he would race Shirley Modani, pink versus black. And back then, they just flipped the coin. And he was hoping that he would get the lane that he sprayed all the VHT on, see, because he would get better traction.
Sure.
And, of course, half the time, they'd flip the coin, and Shirley won the lane that he sprayed the VHT on. Of course, she'd blow the doors off of him. So I just did great times. And these movies, I think it's great. I mean, Smokey and the Bandit, for one, I mean, that sells Trans Ams, doesn't it? And
it sure does, absolutely. And I haven't been to it, but I understand Don Garlitz has got quite a drag racing museum down in Florida.
Yeah, you're a little closer than I am. You need to get down there and knock on the door. Get in there.
Yeah, it'd be really interesting to see. Let's see, we got one more email question, and again, we got time. We'll have to save it for another time. I'll have to send you the email question. Time just flies anytime you're with us. Mark, again, I salute you, and I thank you so much for your time here today.
No problem, Bob. Get over your cold, my friend.
All right, thank you. This is Auto World. Thanks so much for being here.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity Booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.